Welcome one and all. As we begin a new series this year, we are doing the parish of the Beis HaLevi. And it's a parish on Sefer Bereishit and Sefer Shemot. So it's actually a shorter series than previous years when it was on the whole Torah. But the Beit HaLevi did not, it's not Zocha to publish on the last three Sfarim of the Torah. So it's a shorter one. Let's begin now with Bereishit. Perek Dalet Pasuk Hey, the Pasuk tells us that Cain got very angry, that Hevel's korban was accepted and Cain's wasn't. Vayichar leKain ma'od vayeplu panav. So, and Hashem says to Cain, what do you expect? Lama chaler alachav, lam naflu panecha, lam tetev seid, v'lam tetev lepetach atat rovetz. If you do good, you'll get reward. If you don't do good, then sin crouches at your door. Meaning, what do you expect to happen? You didn't do what you were supposed to do. Hevel did, so Hevel's korban got taken. So the Beit HaLevi explains what the mindset was of Cain. Cain was angry, and he says anger comes when a person is expecting more kavod. He has a sense of stature of who he is and what should be happening. And therefore, Cain got angry. But then immediately after, Vayeplu Panav, that's almost the opposite spectrum. It's the opposite feeling. It was crestfallen. Instead of feeling great about himself, all of a sudden he's feeling very down on himself. So Hashem says to him, why are you angry? Why are you crestfallen? I.e., you should be neither. Just understand, if you do well, you get schar. You don't do well, then you're not going to get it. But there's no despair necessary. Just do better. If you do better, good things will happen. If you don't do good, you're getting exactly what you deserve. So therefore, why get angry? And the Beit HaLevi continues, and he quotes a Gemara in Kiddushin that says, that's his explanation. Sorry, the Gemara in Kiddushin says, Yitzro shel adam gabrelov v'chol yom v'kashali parim menu. A person's Yetzer Hara grows on him every day, and it's difficult to part with it. And what does that mean? That means that at first, Ein Yetzer Hara Chazak Klal, Rak Adam Atzmo Moshe Chatolav. When you've never sinned a specific sin, so the first time is your first time, is the easiest time you have to avoid doing that chit. When, after you've done a sin a few times, we know the Gemara says, this isn't in the Beit HaLevi, but the Gemara says that the first time, it's aser and difficult for you, but the second time it comes hutrolo. It's not really mutter, but you view it as mutter. So what does that mean? So the Beit HaLevi is saying that it becomes harder for you to stop yourself. The impulse to keep doing this chit, the more you do it, the further you go down that road, that impulse is stronger and stronger. Until, in the words of Yeshayahu, it becomes like a wagon rope. Very, very strong. Something you can't beat. So says the Beit HaLevi, our first time is the easiest time for us to say no. Now that we're so entrenched in sin, we keep doing the sin over and over, it's really, really difficult for us to say no. So he says, this is what it means when we say in the psukim, in our tefillot, Al tizkar lanu avonu rishonim, maheri kadmunu rachamecha kidalanu ma'od. We're saying, Hashem, please don't pay attention to our earlier sins, because those are the ones that we're most at fault for. We should have avoided doing that chait. It was easy for us. And now, we're so beyond that, we're so entrenched in sin, we can't stop ourselves. And therefore, we're saying, Hashem, ignore the fact that we should have not done the sin the first time. But now have Rachmanis on us that we can't stop ourselves. We're so deep into it, we're actually unable to stop sinning. We keep repeating the same offenses over and over. So now we have an excuse. What's our excuse? We've sinned so many times, we're out of control, we can't stop. That is actually our excuse. We have done this sin so many times, there's nothing we could do about it. Forgive us. So therefore we have to say, but don't pay attention to the first sin, because the first sin we actually could have stopped ourselves and we didn't. So that's what we're saying. Al tizkar lanu avonu rishonim, but instead, give us your rachamim. And therefore, that's why at the in the davening that we just said in Slichot for so many weeks now, okay, we're at Parshat Bereishit, but for so many weeks, We've been reciting Slichot, and what do we constantly say in the Slichot? We say, Einach anachnu azifanim lomar tzadikam anachnu velochatanu, aval anachnu vavatenu chatanu. What are we saying? We're not going to say we never sinned. We're saying we've sinned and our avos have sinned. What are we saying? Why are we trying to mention everybody having sinned? The answer is that we're saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, have rachmanas on us. We have done so many chatayim, we're at the point we're unable to stop ourselves. So please, please, please forgive us. We've been sinning a long time. Our avos sinned before us. It's part of us. It's part of our nature. We can't help us. So therefore, don't get mad at us for this now. Don't punish us for this now. It's onus. It's forced on us. We cannot stop ourselves from sinning. Therefore, forgive us. That is actually in lanu busha klima yoter mizeh sheterutzu shelanu humasha kvar chatanu minoreinu. The Beit Halevi says. We're not embarrassed by saying that this is our excuse. Okay, we have no excuse for the first sin. The first sin, we hadn't tasted that sin yet. We have no reason we should have done that sin. We should have overcome our yetzer hara and not done it. But now that we've done our sin so many times, we no longer have the ability to say no to our yetzer hara. It's who we are. It's part of us. We have to do it. We feel we have no control over it. Even if I wanted to stop, I couldn't stop. This is who I am now. It's too late for me. And therefore, our excuse is, please don't forgive us. Please don't focus on the fact that I'm sinning now. You look at me sinning now, but it's not my fault. The original sin, that might be my fault. And therefore, we told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please don't focus on that one. You can focus on the ones now, but if you focus on the ones now, you could see clearly that they're not my fault. That's what we're saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have no way out of this. And the message that we're supposed to get from looking at Kayin's story is what Hashem says to Kayin. No, it's not too late. Don't think, oh, I'm stuck in it. I have to keep sinning. I've been sinning. My ancestors sinned. I have nothing to do. I've lost control. I've gone astray. No. What we're really saying, as the end of the tefillah says, Ki baro vivatanu shaginu, through our great foolishness, we made this mistake. We made the mistake to say that we're stuck in it. So it's true. The first one was worse because we should have done the right thing. But even now, when we think we're stuck in it, that's our mistake. It's not too late. At any point, you could just do well, and we'll get our reward. If you continue to do bad, we'll continue to get punished. That's what Hashem saying to Kayin. You're angry? You're crestfallen? You're sad? What's going on? Just do the right thing and good things will happen. Why do you continue to down this path that's going to continue to reap the results that you don't want? And that's the message for all of us as we start the year. Parshat Bereishit, it's a chance for tshuva. We shouldn't just be continuing in our old habits, saying, well, this is who I am, that's what I've got to do. Maybe I shouldn't have gone down that path in the first place, but now it's too late for me. No, the message Hashem gives to Kayim is that it doesn't matter what decision you made until now, but it doesn't affect who you are right now. You're still able to make the right decision right now. And if you start making the right decisions now, the right reward will come to you.